Hey guys, before you tune into this episode, I want to give you a free gift which will help you a lot to convert your prospects into high-paying customers. I'm talking about my free ebook, which will be super-duper valuable for you. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. So grab your free copy now from the link mentioned in the description, alright? Now over to the episode for which you are here right after this intro. Hello you awesome and fantastic people. You are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion. I'm your host Vipul Chawla, a LinkedIn sales coach, and in this show, I will be sharing anything and everything about sales closing. I will also talk about how to grow your personal brand through LinkedIn. Alright? My every episode will be garnished with business motivation and loads and loads of value for you. If you want to know how I can help you to elevate your business without spending a single dollar on ads, then visit my website consultwithvipul.com. We often toggle between the two ends of the fixed growth mindset spectrum. One thing we all have is to move into the growth mindset zone. Training your mindset to move into the growth mindset space can literally change your life. So, what is a growth mindset? See, a growth mindset is the belief that a person can develop skills and abilities through practice and perseverance, like studying, setting goals, and hard work. The belief that one can grow can spark anyone's desire to grow in their life, which subsequently drives motivation and produces results. Our willingness allows us to unlock learning and unlock our potential through our actions. On the contrary, when you are in a fixed mindset, you perceive your skills and abilities as unchangeable. Right? Imagine that you perform poorly on a math test and you don't believe you can get better at long division. On the other hand, if you approach this with a growth mindset, you would probably work towards your goals and develop your long division skills by putting in the work. As you start believing that you can adapt and grow as you learn, you will be motivated and able to put more effort into all manners of life, thus making a growth mindset essential to a lifelong learning. So when we are in a growth mindset spectrum, we can look forward to challenges even when they are intimidating. We can work towards our goal no matter what, how much time it will take. We can persist through mistakes and failures despite how hard it may be. In this episode, I want to talk about the 5 practices for moving into the growth mindset space. Alright? So, let's talk about the first practice. That is, you have to set clear goals. See, failing to set goals can lead to delays and set you off track from the end result you are working towards. It's very important to set smart goals so that you can keep yourself on track for what lies ahead in your learning journey, right? Remember this, the word SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. Now, the second practice is focus on your effort and deliberate practice. you have to put in high quality efforts towards your goals. Be intentional, work hard, let motivation fuel your fire, and don't settle for half-hearted efforts. Right? You have to deliberately focus on your own learning and growth. Correct? The third practice is, you have to persist through mistakes and failures. See, mistakes are inevitable and failure is often unavoidable. Correct? It's important that when you fail, you get back again. However, it's not just a matter of resilience, right? You must adapt to not to repeat the same mistakes. It's very, very important. You have to learn from those mistakes and try again. Now, the fourth practice is, you have to learn from other people's mistakes also. So, in addition to learning from your own mistakes, you can also look to other people's success as inspiration. Successful people have gone through their mistakes and failures on their journey to achieving their goals, right? Though we can learn a great deal from these people, there is no need to compare yourself to them. Correct? This is very, very important. You don't have to compare. Everyone in this planet is unique in their own way. Don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle or your middle to someone else's end. Now, the fifth practice is reflect often. Self-reflection is essential to learning because it lets you ask yourself questions, think deeply about your processes, and re-evaluate your strategies. It also uncovers lessons we can only learn retrospectively and can lead to new positive insights. You have to give a growth mindset a try, alright? First and foremost, invest in the belief that you have the capacity to change, grow, and develop in whatever you set your mind to. You have to accept that failure is the part of the road to success. Remember that you have the power to push through failure, exert effort, deliberately practice, and learn from your mistakes. In a growth mindset, it's okay to fail. Not only is it okay, it's encouraged. Through our failures, we are able to learn. We are able to update ourselves easily. Gary Vee said, "I fail every day. I love to fail because I learn a lot of things from my failure." Through a growth mindset, we can achieve many great things. I wish you all the very best for your future entrepreneurial growth.
Alright guys, thank you so much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I want to tell you that I am mostly active on LinkedIn and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family. My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing, if you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review. Write a review and kindly subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. Alright? So that's it for this episode and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul, signing off from your own show, Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take very good care of yourself and I love you all.